Trump takes U.S. out of 66 globalist organizations and treaties. By Simon Kent on January 8, 2026. The Trump administration announced Wednesday it's taking U.S. taxpayer dollars away from 66 globalist organizations, nearly half of them affiliated with the United Nations and all of which are identified as contrary to the interests of the United States. Most notable is the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, the parent treaty underpinning all major international climate agreements, AFP reports. The treaty adopted in 1992 is a global pact by nations to cooperate to drive down planet warming greenhouse gas emissions and adapt to the impacts of so-called climate change. A despairing European Union climate chief Wopke Hoekstra said the UNFCCC underpins global climate action and brings nations together in the collective fight against the crisis. The decision by the world's largest economy and second largest emitter to retreat from it is regrettable and unfortunate, Hoekstra said in a post on LinkedIn. We will unequivocally continue to support international climate research as the foundation of our understanding and work. We will also continue to work on international climate cooperation. Trump, who has thrown the full weight of his domestic policy behind fossil fuels, has openly scorned speculation human activity is warming the planet, deriding it as a hoax. Related, Waltz reveals how Trump killed global green tax that would have created UN climate slush fund. His administration sent no representative to the most recent UN climate summit in Brazil in November, which is held every year under the auspices of the UNFCCC. Now Trump is making sure U.S. taxpayer dollars are no longer spent at the discretion of the UN and its associated globalist affiliates. The AFP reports on just some of the organizations impacted. The memo also directs the United States to withdraw from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN body responsible for assessing climate science, alongside other climate-related organizations including the International Renewable Energy Agency, UN Oceans and UN Water. As in his first term, Trump has also withdrawn the United States from UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, which Washington had rejoined under Biden. Trump has likewise pulled the U.S. out of the World Health Organization and sharply reduced foreign aid. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the move was made by a brainless president who is surrendering America's leadership on the world stage and weakening our ability to compete in the economy of the future, creating a leadership vacuum that China is already exploiting. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.